There is a touching line, sometimes written in memorial notices and on tombstones, "To live in hearts we love is not to die." But the sad fact is, it's just not true. Ask any widow, whose husband lives in her heart, if he died or not. She knows it's true. She witnessed the funeral. She feels the pain. Jesus Christ died. That's a fact. But then, the Sunday after, he returned to life. That evening, a pair of disciples reported how he had walked and talked and broken bread with them. "It is true," they said, "the Lord has risen." Jesus' resurrection was not the survival of his teachings, a misinterpretation of shadows, or the result of imaginative, wishful thinking. Jesus Christ lives, not only in human hearts, but in reality. He is not just a spirit surviving into the great beyond. Jesus, the Son of Man, the carpenter from Nazareth, is alive, actually, truly. And because he is really alive, the living Christ brings peace and comfort to hurting hearts.